Hello there, podcast listener. Amber Noel here. It's my turn to be a listener now. I would love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. The Living Church, as you might know, is a nonprofit communications ministry with a heart for Christian unity, especially in the Anglican Communion. And we want to keep our mission sharp in all we do, including the podcast, and have fun, obviously. But would you write to me and let me know how we're doing? What's the podcast doing for you? Is it making a difference in your thinking, your ministry, your prayer life, your daily walk with your golden doodle? Do you have some hot takes on what we could do better? I want to hear it all. I might even read your comments on the next episode. There are so many great podcasts out there. I want to do more of what the Living Church is here to do and less of what it's not. So there are two things you can do to help. First, make sure you're following us from a podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Find us on the page and click follow. The second thing you can do is email me, ambernoel@livingchurch.org. Share with me a thing or two you've gotten from the podcast over the years. And if you want, include something we might do better. Help us stay not just a great podcast, but on mission. Follow us, email me, ambernoel@livingchurch.org. I can't wait to hear from you.
We are looking really and praying for an urgent ceasefire. In war, there is no winner. We all losers, whether we are Arabs or Jews.
The Living Church, serving the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion since 1878. Welcome to the Living Church Podcast. Welcome back, podcast listeners, and happy Easter to our Western brethren and sistren. Today is a short and very special conversation that I captured on the fly at the Episcopal Parish Network Conference a few weeks ago in Houston, Texas, and I wanted to share it with you today. I often run the Living Church booth at these conferences, and this year our booth was neighbors with Jerusalem Peace Builders. I recorded an episode of the podcast with their director, Nicholas Porter, about a year and a half ago. You can go back in our archives and find that. They're an incredible ministry that, among other things, runs camps for teens living in the Middle East to learn skills of friendship, peacemaking, and dialogue. So anyway, I'm sitting there having my afternoon coffee at the booth, and Nicholas comes over to me and leans in and whispers, "I have a surprise for you." "What is it?" I say. "I have someone you're going to really want to talk to. Do you have your podcast mic?" Well, I almost always have my podcast mic. That's when he introduced me to Suhaila Tarazi. If you haven't heard of Suhaila, then you have certainly heard of her workplace. She is the director of the Ali Arab Hospital in Gaza, which was recently in the news for a bomb that fell in their parking lot. And you'll see from the timestamp on the episode today that the three of us were only able to snag a few minutes together, but we did cover a lot in the time we had. How did Suhaila receive a call from God three times to direct the hospital? What is the state of the hospital now? What is she praying for? And how has her friendship with Nicholas served a mutual mission for flourishing life for Arab and Jewish neighbors? We recorded this episode in a ballroom at a conference center, so you'll hear a bit of background noise. You will also hear Suhaila make mention of the Intifada. Intifada is an Arabic word referring to an uprising, and especially to Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation. A special thanks to Joe Swimmer, Lizendra Danforth, and their team for carving out a special space for me to record in a very busy conference center, and thanks, of course, to Nicholas Porter for arranging the conversation. Finally, please visit the link that we have in the show notes today. You can click on it to give to Ali Arab Hospital today through the American Friends of the Episcopal Diocese of Jerusalem. Just click on the link and select Ali Arab Hospital from the drop-down menu. Now lean in for the short but sweet privilege of hearing from a woman it was an incredible honor to meet. We hope you enjoy the conversation. I'm here with Nicholas Porter, the Reverend Canon Nicholas Porter, who's the president and founder of Jerusalem Peace Builders. And Nicholas, would you mind introducing this very special guest that we have today?
Thank you, Amber. Our very special guest today is Suhaila Tarazi, who is the directress of the Ahli Arab Hospital in the Gaza Strip. The Ahli Arab Hospital is the Anglican Episcopal Hospital in North Gaza. Before the war and even now, it is the only Christian hospital in the Gaza Strip, dedicated to serving our Lords, the sick and the poor. And for, what's it been now, 30 years, almost 40 years, Suhaila has dedicated her life to making that happen. So it's a privilege to be here.
Thank you.
Would you mind telling our listeners how you became the directress of the hospital in Gaza?
Actually, I have started my work just to spend certain time in Gaza and leave.
Ah.
And there was a call came to me that how come you are originally a Gaza? You are going to leave while there are other volunteers coming from the West, from USA or Europe, coming to serve your people. And that call kept in my mind, though I had the chance to go and to work in the Gulf, and at the last moment I said, no, I will stay. That was the first call. The second call came during the time after the end of Intifada, when a neighbor of mine who came from Vienna with UNRWA headquarters when they moved from Vienna to Gaza. And she was staying at my home. And I was about to pack up and to leave Gaza. And I told her, by December, I can't be in Gaza. I am leaving. She said, I am coming here to serve the people. Can you stay with me more time to continue our mission in Gaza? Then again, the call came and told me, you have to stay in Gaza. You know, even this time, I decided that end of 2023, it would be the last day for me at the hospital.
Wow.
But unfortunately, the war started and the call came back, Suhaila, your mission in Gaza is not being finished yet. Mm. You have to continue. Mm. And I am there, and I'm trying my best to serve Jesus in his people, those who are poor, those who are hopeless, to give them hope,
yes,
and to give comfort for those who are mourning.
Yes, yes.
And healing for the sick.
Yes, yes. What is the state of the hospital right now? I know that you had some assistance to leave the country because your life was at risk, and now you're living with family. What is the state of the hospital right now, and are you taking a break? Are you taking a Sabbath, a rest, or are you able to continue some of your responsibilities while you're away from home?
If I want to focus about the situation of the hospital at this time, it is the most difficult time that Ahli Arab Hospital is going through. Especially, it was attacked three times. First time was on 17th of October, when we received about more than 500 dead and injured inside the hospital. The second attack was on 19 of December, where also all borders and infrastructure of the Ahli Arab Hospital was bombed, and all staff members were taken to prison. And the third time recently, but thank God, you know, there was a bomb in the yard, but there was no casualties or fatalities. as the hospital is in the middle of Gaza City, it becomes the only hospital that is working for all Gaza. Daily, we receive more than 3 injured. And the capacity of a hospital is only 50 beds. We have to use the chapel and to accommodate patients. We have to open 2 floors of the library to accommodate patients, the corridors, everywhere there are patients. At the same time, we do not have medicine or medical supply, in particular anesthesia drugs. Antibiotics cost for those who have broken limbs. And the most important thing nowadays, we are lacking fuel. Because since the start of the war on the 7th of October, there is no electricity. Luckily, we have a solar cell panel system, but unfortunately, it was attacked, and what we are using is only 20% of the power. And nowadays, instead of having 5 operating theaters working, we are working in 2 operating theaters, and depending upon the solar cell system power. It is therefore the number of surgery, instead of 25 operations a day, now we can do 10 operations a day, depending upon the availability of power, since we are in winter time and not always we have, you know, a sun to recharge the batteries of the system. Adding to that, the staff is suffering from a shortage of food. And they reported to me that in 48 hours, they have only 1 meal to eat. And nevertheless, we are committed as much as we can to help those who can arrive into Ahli Arab Hospital. Today, we have 50 inpatients. We receive about 200 patients in the outpatient department, whether they are casualties or normal sick people. And we try our best that in the name of Jesus, that this hospital to continue a beacon of peace to all people of Gaza. In addition, because of the bombardment of many areas in Gaza, there are people who are using the Ahli Arab Hospital as a refuge. Mm-hmm. And also we have to take care of them. I'm trying my best on a daily basis to have contact with them, to empower them, encourage them, to help them as much as I can. That's the situation, like in Gaza.
May I ask, do you have an idea of when you might be able to return? I mean, I'm sure I would guess that every day you wish you could return tomorrow.
Yeah, we are looking really and praying for an urgent ceasefire. In war, there is no winner. We all losers, whether we are Arabs or Jews. And we are really eager and pray that God to send or to give the wisdom of the leaders to stop this killing. And the moment that the war ends or the ceasefire announced, I will be among my people there.
Yes.
We have another peaceful battle. It's the reconstruction era for the hospital and also for the people in Gaza. And this hospital, as a Christian hospital, it's a beacon of peace and justice and reconciliation. And we would like to continue keeping this hospital alive and to do Jesus' work in there.
Would you mind just answering one more question briefly about the philosophy of the hospital? You've already alluded to it, and I would guess that the philosophy of the hospital is how you two became friends, this sort of special vocation.
We became friends long ago in the late 80s when I was a graduate student at the university in Cairo, and I would come up and spend time in Jerusalem. And we were really introduced through a most remarkable friend, Bishop Samir Kafaiti, who was a very unpredictable person, but he had incredible vision. And it was through his leadership, with the help of Suhaila and others, that the Ahli Arab Hospital came into the orbit of the Episcopal Diocese of Jerusalem. It had been in existence in different forms for decades before. And we became friends through Bishop Samir, who would often take me with him in his visits. A few years later, I would become the international chaplain to the Anglican bishop in Jerusalem, which is a very complicated way of saying the canon to the ordinary.
Sure.
And in that capacity, we would go down about every 10 days for many years to support Suhaila and help with the big transitions that were taking place, at least initially during the first phases of the Oslo Agreement, as there was great hope for a new day. And as part of my duties, I was in charge of the refounding of the American Friends of the Episcopal Diocese of Jerusalem, which had been founded by Peter Lee and Bishop Samir Kafaiti in 1988, and then had fallen into abeyance. And then in late 94, early 95, part of Bishop Samir's unpredictability was to say to a young deacon, it's your job to get this thing going again. And it's come a long way since then, most recently with John Lent, and now with Eileen Spencer. It is as far as the East is from the West, the American Friends has changed and developed. But yes, part of our friendship now for 40 years has been that serving Jesus doesn't mean just serving Christians. It means being that outward and visible sign, and not just a sign, but an action of the healing, the welcome, the restoration that God gives us in Christ crucified and raised from the dead. Would you agree with that, my friend?
100%. The Father that you can see, know for him. And all our kids. And he is the one who always carry good news.
Amen. Amen. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
This is a real honor.
Pleasure to be with you today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Living Church Podcast, a ministry of the Living Church. Once again, to give to the Ahli Arab Hospital and support its vital ministry in Gaza, click the link in the show notes and select Ahli Arab Hospital from the drop-down menu. In 2 weeks, join me with literary scholar Jessica Houghton Wilson and artist Steve Prince as we dive deep into the novel Flannery O'Connor Never Got to Finish and what it reveals about her struggle with race, writing, and the work of grace in relation to the social justice movements of her time. Until then, our producer is Leslie Thompson, and I'm Amber Noel, your host. It's been good to be with you. Peace.